Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of consciousness and how all of us are awakening to new parts of ourselves. And that includes what's been called psychic, what's been called intuitive, empathic, however you want to say those types of feelings, that we are connected to a much higher unseen world that interpenetrates and envelops all of us. And there are some people that are truly gifted who, and I think in a sense, have awakened to that earlier than others. And that's why I'm talking to my guest tonight, Justine Kenzer. Some people have a gift for tuning in and being psychic. Can you tell me how you developed? Because I had a reading with you and I thought you were really great. I thought you were really tuned in. Is this something you've always known, or is something you've developed over time?
It is not something that I consciously knew about. It is something that I went to school and learned to develop, but I do believe now that I came in kind of developed. I just didn't know what was happening, but I wasn't one of those people that was walking around hearing voices or seeing things. I had a dad that was very intuitive, and his psychic ability was kind of like a party gift. We had shoe stores, and he loved fitting people for shoes, and he would kind of psychically test me about my day and teach me goofy things about programming my subconscious mind. But it's really the last thing I ever wanted to do with my life. It was when I went to go find myself, this is the thing that started to develop, and I really resisted it for many years and then finally had no choice and gave in.
Well, you said you went to school. What school taught you how to develop your psychic abilities?
I went to a meditation center, and that really, even though I spent many years there, it wasn't really the full answer for me, so I don't really want to, like, pitch who it is. It was just where I ended up. But anything that you do to study spiritually, your own intuitive and natural healing abilities will start to develop.
Right. I mean, I think we're moving into a society where everyone will have those intuitive abilities. Everybody will be able to tune in.
We are in the Aquarian age, absolutely. But the trick is, you know, all psychic ability, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Alan, but all psychic ability is communicating with spirit, and spirits are those that have passed over to the other side. But just because someone has passed over doesn't mean they can see all and know all. Our life on the other side is a lot like the life we're living now. We just lose our physical body. So people can be communicating with spirit, but it doesn't mean that that person isn't mentally ill or has emotional issues. So we really want to be able to have some kind of recognition and track record of how do we know this person is connecting into the highest and best that's giving us this information, that's giving us a psychic reading.
Right. I mean, I have to say I disagree a little bit with that, because that's like sort of an old paradigm. For me, what I think, I mean, I think that's partly true, but I also think being psychic is communicating with your own divine self, the part of us that knows who we are on higher levels. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think that's your intuition, right? Your intuition is your being able to tap into your higher self and your guides and teachers. So, but yeah, I mean, the definition of psychic ability is communicating with spirit. So, I'm all about whatever works for you. So I do think we all have this ability. It's how much you develop it is how less rusty your pipe gets.
Right. I mean, yes, of course. But I think what I'm trying to get at is that I think our evolution is one that takes on an embodiment of spirit, where hopefully we can evolve into a society where everyone could function on that level of psychic awareness. Do you see that as possible?
Well, I think we're kind of crazy to think we're the only consciousness out there. And I do think that there are other consciousnesses out there where they don't speak like we speak, and they are able to read people's minds. And so you can't really lie to each other, because you can tell if that's happening with someone. Is our planet ever going to get there? I mean, I think our goal is for this planet to become a planet of masters, but we're kind of really far. I mean, to me, I wish that was happening tomorrow. I don't see that happening tomorrow. It's a beautiful concept, you know, and I think, sure, that's the goal. I don't know if we're going to get there tomorrow.
Well, we're not going to get there tomorrow, but I do think that we are taking huge leaps in that direction. I think like even something like you're doing is much more mainstream than it ever was.
Well, I do think there's kind of like a new dispensation of energy being allowed on the planet right now, and we are finding that we can go deeper in healing so that people can really be pushed as far as they can to go find their place of God's plan unfolding on Earth. Not to get all religious, but I just say that as in absolutely us moving into our God self and using our abilities to help heal each other and the planet and ourselves. Absolutely.
I mean, yes, and I know you're really, really good with, like, personal reading because you really did tune in, like, relationships and work and people. But do you ever get, like, something, like, for the collective? Do you ever tune into that level?
You know what? I don't. It's just, like, everybody has their kind of niche of what they are really great at. So you're right. I'm really known as the queen of specifics and I don't really look at that stuff. I mean, I've done things in the media where people will ask me questions about stuff that's happening in entertainment, but I don't really look at like the worldly events or earthquakes or that kind of thing. So that's not really my thing.
No, but so when you do tune in, yes, you connect to the spirit. Are you hearing a voice or seeing a picture or both? I mean, how does information come to you?
That's a great question. It's really a combination of all of that. And what I've learned early on is because it's all about your guides getting as clear a message as possible to you that you can understand, I get it the way that you get it. So some people are auditory, some are visual, some are feeling. So if I'm reading you, the way I get the messages are the best way that your guides can communicate it to me, that I can relay it back to you so that you can understand it.
I see. So you sort of tap into the person's energy itself, huh?
Well, I'm communicating with your guides and teachers and absolutely reading your energy, but also communicating with your guides and teachers and getting you with the information that's for your highest and best. Absolutely.
I do want to say that people who are listening, this is a live show, and Justine, you'll do like mini readings for people.
Absolutely. If you have a specific question about a relationship or any kind of situation going on in your life, call in and I'm happy to answer it.
Yes. Yeah, so Don there in PBS, if people are calling, just let me know and we'll connect them right in. So, we do have, is that you? Is that Can Do? Oh, yes. Don says we can do. Okay, great. So, okay, the other question I had for you is, so you sort of tune into, like, the person's field, in a sense. Do you sense physical things as well, or is it just mostly people and relationships?
Well, I mean, my ability is activated by your question, so I really can look at anything you ask about. I just need, it's kind of like aiming for a target. So you ask that specific question, and I don't need the backstory, and I can answer it for you.
But can you know, is there a future that's unfolding, or is the future decided by us each moment, especially in like relationships?
Well, I don't believe that destiny is set in stone. I believe that people play out patterns, and I believe that you draw people to you that kind of fit what your patterns are. But I don't think that destiny, I believe that you have opportunity, and then it's up to the two of you what you're going to choose to do with that.
Right. I get that. Well, do you have your own, I mean, if you want to share your own spiritual practice, I mean, when you're not reading people, do you tune into, you know, certain things to help you fine tune your ability or just to evolve yourself?
Oh, well, sure. I have a spiritual practice and belong to a psychic spiritualist church that I've been a member of for many, many, many years. And absolutely, I'm constantly working at evolving, and you know, our healing never stops, our own healing. Our goal is to break the cycle of coming back over and over again. At least that's what I believe. So I am absolutely constantly working on healing myself and bettering myself so that I can continue to help other people. Plus, when you do this work, you know, you're constantly taking on stuff of other people. So it's all about constantly cleaning yourself up from that.
Wait, so when you say we're here to break the cycle of what, karma? Or what is it that you see?
No, I believe that we are trying to master life and death, right? There's only so many hundreds and hundreds of past lives you can have before you want to be able to break that cycle of coming back over and over again, and where you consciously take all of your information with you, what's next, just like Buddha and Jesus and these greatest minds of the universe mastered life and death.
So how do we do that? That's the big question, right?
That is the big question, and I wish it was so easy, as in, like, you know, eat apples on Tuesday, but that's where, you know, real, true studying spiritually, if you're able to find spiritual truth that work for you, that is the goal.
Well, is it about finding, is it also, I mean, I feel it's also about living just moment to moment and allowing ourselves to feel the conscious experience of incarnation and see how we can own the human experience, which means to be at peace with the human experience. That's what I feel is a part of our evolution here.
Well, I think that's an experience, but I don't think that experience is going to necessarily help you master. I mean, to master is like blood, sweat, and tears, like what Jesus went through. But, you know, I don't think there's any specific rules. It's whatever works for you. So I think what you're talking about is absolutely, you know, an experience and very important and part of surviving on this planet. But I don't think that's like the only tool that will help us break that cycle.
So what is a tool then that you can just mention to people that,
Well, but I'm not, here's the thing. I'm not necessarily a teacher, right? I'm a reader. So anything that I study and learn, I could only give it to other people in my own consciousness, which doesn't necessarily mean it would be for them. I mean, if there's someone out there who is really, truly looking to study at a true mystery school, they are welcome to email me at justine@psychicgirl.com, go to psychicgirl.com, and there's actually a really lovely, amazing place in New York that I can send them to that is all about science meeting spirituality. So, you know, it does come from studying and studying various tools and teachings to help you to break that cycle.
But, really? That's something I'd love to. I'd call you about that as well, because
I'm happy to share that with you.
So,
I said I'm happy to share it with you. I'll send you the info.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So when you read with people, do you tune into their guides? Do you also tune into relatives that have passed over to the other side?
Well, I do. I don't try to pitch myself as a medium or advertise myself. Not that I even advertise, but again, it's kind of like everyone has this thing that they love to do. There are people that are strictly mediums. So obviously, when I'm doing this work, it's all about inspiring and healing and comforting people. So people absolutely can ask about relatives that have passed over, but it's just not my specialty of where you come to me and sit down and I start talking about all the dead people I see. That is really someone who's looking for a medium. But absolutely, even I did a reading this afternoon where someone's aunt had passed away, and we very much talked about and helped them to connect. Yep.
So you helped them to connect. You actually saw or communicated messages from... That can be very helpful. I know that's not, there are people, of course, who do specialize in that. But so when you're just reading, let's say even me, or I'm asking you about someone in business or something like that, you're kind of feeling where my energy is, and are you tuning, and then you're saying this person's good for me or not good for me. How do you know that though?
Well, at this point, how do I know that? I know that through the information that I'm getting, right? And it's not, I guess you could say I'm feeling into it, but what happens, it's kind of like at this point, I've been doing this for 25 years, right? So it's kind of like when you open up a book and you start reading without talking out loud verbally. At this point, that's kind of what happens. You ask the question, my ability gets activated, and I start getting the information and I just relay it to you. So I don't really, you know, it's a process that I've just been doing for so long. So I'm getting the information, like I said, that your guides are giving me surrounding that. So you can ask about anyone you want. You just give me a specific name and ask a specific question, and I can go in and describe their personality or what they're going through or what they're going to do in the situation or really anything. You know, you can ask 10 different questions about someone when you get a reading with me.
Right. No, and I think that's great. And I think you were pretty accurate, pretty much. But I'm just curious about like the nature of the feeling. So if you say someone is like good for you in business, does that come along with a certain feeling about that, like a gentle feeling? Or I'm just curious in the specifics, or you're not even thinking, you're just like communicating.
Obviously, I mean, look, if somebody is bad for you, it's not going to feel real great, right? It'll feel really like stuck, or the energy's not moving, or they're trying to dupe you or whatever, right? So you're right. I do get feelings. It's really just like, it is kind of like watching an experience and describing it or feeling it or hearing. It's really just describing whatever I'm getting on whatever
right,
level.
Right. So if I say no, that makes sense. So if I say, should I go into business with this person? You say the person feels stuck. I mean, that's not a good sign to go
right,
into business.
Right, or they don't have integrity, or they, you know, if they have their back turned to you and they're not paying attention, it's whatever bits of information I can give you about their personality that can help you make a decision if you want to go into business with them or not.
Right. No, I think that's really fascinating. So if I ask you about someone and they have their back turned, are you seeing their back turn from their energetic field, or is it through me to that person's energy? You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. I haven't even tried to decipher it that way. I mean, when you ask about that person, I'm looking at them. So I'm not going through you to look at them. These are great questions because I've never answered these before. I'm not going through you to look at them, but I am getting how they feel about you and how they're reacting to you. And sometimes I also will look at someone, how someone shows themselves really tells a lot about the relationship, because sometimes people will not want me to look at them. Sometimes people even get angry and will take a swing at me if they're really pissed that I've like peeked in. You know, we all have a right to privacy. And so it's like, if you're asking about someone who's really excited to work with you, they'll come in and show me a lot of information and be really open, right? But then there's some people that'll be like, I don't want you in my space. And they'll get once in a blue moon, I get somebody who is not very happy.
But if you ask that person, I'm sure they would have no conscious connection to those actions. So what aspect of that person are you like connecting with? That's what I'm interested in.
Whether it's their higher self or looking at their unconscious or just looking at them energetically, most people are not aware, right? But if you get somebody who is super tuned in and aware, they might, for some reason, think of you, right? Or a lot of times in the healing work I do in each session, sometimes people will say be stuck on a relationship, and we do work to help them let go of the energy that they're holding on to around that person. And that person might text them or call them or email them because they've actually felt the release of energy, right? So it just depends on how sensitive someone is. But no, I don't think people know that you're asking about them in a reading.
No, but I think it's really fascinating that even though they don't know that you're asking about them, a part of them is reacting to the reading or your energies. I mean, and that part.
We're all psychic, whether we recognize it or not, right? So some part of them is aware of it. They just might not be conscious in their physical, because you have seven vehicles of consciousness. Your physical body is just one of them. So some part of them is aware of it and reacting.
No, but I think that's amazing, don't you? Even though they're not conscious of it, they're still reacting. So in the sense, there's a relationship with the totality of existence in that way.
I guess I've just been doing it for so long, it's normal. So I don't think of it as like, oh my God, it's so amazing. But you're right, because people will usually turn around and be like, oh my God, that's such that person's personality. You know, people usually know if they've asked about someone and that person is just like, I'm not showing you anything. And I'll say, this person doesn't really want me to look at them, but here's what I'm getting. And they'll be like, yeah, that sounds like their personality. I'm not surprised.
Right. So it's like you're tuning into that person's energy field or their personality as it relates to mine or your personality in that sense.
And that's why it's really only kosher for you to ask questions that are concerning you. You couldn't be like, I want to know if my neighbor's having an affair with the person down the street. Well, that doesn't really have anything to do with you or your spiritual growth or your consciousness. So a lot of times, you know, it's like really stuck and icky to even look at that because it doesn't have anything to do with you. But now if you were asking about the neighbor in regards to, then we could look at it.
Right. So you have your boundaries in your psychic reading, right?
I'm pretty kosher. I'm pretty kosher. You can still ask whatever you want. I just, you know, it's not real. It's got to really be concerning you. And look, the people that find me for readings really aren't people that are asking, you know, kind of stuff about that, you know, it's your dime. You want to spend the money on, and the time getting your own answers to your own questions. So.
Well, no, I just think so. So you're seeing like you're working with people on this level of awareness. Do you ever meet angels, angelic beings, ascended beings? Do you ever meet those people?
Well,
in
of
your,
course, you know, I will, as far as seeing them in people's spaces all the time, absolutely. And it's really interesting because, like, angels are kind of the last thing I see, so it's always really, like, interesting and exciting for me because I'll always see people's guides and teachers and people that have passed over, and a lot of times I'll see ascended masters connected to them and their master teacher, and even archangels, but, like, actual, like, angels are, that's kind of like the rare thing of what I see.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I just want to say, if anyone who wants to ask Justine a question or have like a little mini reading, you can call 888-429-5471. We're live here on, what is today's day? June 16th. So anyone out there that has a little question that we could put them through and ask you a question. But so you do this full time, huh?
I do. It is my full-time day job.
It's your full-time day job?
Yeah, it's what I've done for, I mean, this is my only job I've had for a really, really, really long time.
I mean, are you on those psychic networks or something like that too?
I am not on any psychic networks. I've just been very, very early on was very lucky to get a really big piece of press that my business launched in Glamour magazine and just all kinds of press took off from there. And so I've never been part of, thank gosh, any kind of psychic network, but have just really gained clients through people finding out about me through magazines and the internet or TV appearances, that kind of thing, radio appearances like this one.
Right. But what do you think of that? Because I think some of those people are actually really talented. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, is it?
I'm not a fan of like 900 numbers, but again, like, hey, if you can find somebody that works for you and gets answers that helps you, that's what it's all about. Right.
Well, I don't know. I think some of them are all levels of giftedness. Now, do you ever incorporate like remote viewing into your practice, out of body experiences? Do you tune into those levels of consciousness?
I say really, my whole thing is staying very conscious in my body. I don't try to, you know, leave my body or that kind of thing. So, I try to do everything very reality based, grounded, helping to really make this be a very not scary experience. And, I just try to make it be as real and grounded as possible.
Well, I believe it is. But how do you explain it to people who, I mean, how can you explain it to people who don't really believe in any of this, who aren't open? They think, even though you're trying to make it grounded, a lot of people think this stuff is really out there. I mean, less and less, of course, because we're,
I'm really lucky to be in this position. I don't ever deal with any of that. I mean, the people that are finding me are really people that are really ready for healing and have been referred to me or sought me out. So, I don't try to push it on or make people believe that aren't believers. And I don't have a lot of experience of dealing with that.
I was just wondering how could I explain it? I mean, I know it's a truth. I know it's a reality. I know we all have that capability, but Would you explain it if you had to, like through quantum physics? I mean, what would be a way to ground it, just so
we can. Well, I think it's in that explanation
this.
That you were talking about how psychic ability works.
Yeah. Well, how can we explain it? Yeah. How does it work? Yes. I guess that's
right.
A way.
But I kind of said that in the beginning of the reading,
right.
How it's all about communicating with spirit, and spirits are those that have passed over to the other side. But just because someone has passed over doesn't mean they can see all and know all. So that's really what it is. It's very simple. It really is communication with spirit. And I think that they have so proven that communication with spirit is real. But, you know, people are going to believe in whatever they believe. If they don't want it to be real, what they put their energy into expands. And so they'll find reasons and ways not to believe in it. And then people that focus on it being real and want to find the truth do. So I think it's not so much about you worrying about how you're explaining it, but just, I do think how you explain it is important, right? Because you don't want to be all woo-woo and out there, but that's how I explain it. It's really
well,
simple.
I mean, I guess I was looking for the idea that the mind itself is like a non-local mechanism that can tune into people beyond time and space. You know, you're tuning to people who aren't present, so we
right. So it's the same thing how, like, I am in LA and I gave you a reading while you were in New York, because there's no time or space for spirit. We make up time, and it doesn't matter if there's a wall or mountains or whatever in between. When you go and tune into something energetically, and it doesn't matter about any kind of physical thing that's there in the way, because it's everything is energy. So we're just tuning it in. We're tuning it into it energetically. So it doesn't matter how far away it is or where it's located or.
Well, I think that's the big thing about that I'm trying to get people to understand, is that we are energetic beings, and that we exist in this non-physical world actually all the time. I mean,
right.
I think that's what I was looking for, and that's the part that I think people don't quite get in the new paradigm, or from the old paradigm into the new paradigm, is that we are basically spirit ourselves, and we are, our consciousness is a non-local reality, and we have that facility to move in time and space anywhere we want to. I mean, I think that's what you're doing, which I think is amazing to have that talent.
Thank you. You
know?
Yeah, I could do that. I wish I could, you know, transport myself without having to fly somewhere. That would be awesome one day. I mean, I guess there are masters that can do that. But right now we have these physical, you know, our beliefs make it be. I guess my beliefs don't believe I can do that yet. So, but anything
right.
is possible.
No, it is all possible. And I think there's a friend who wants to call in with a question. Let me
great.
See. I'd say for people listening, the call-in number is 888-429-5471. There was someone Skyping me or texting me online. Let me see if she has a question. Let me ask me. But you know what? I think this is the shift. I think they should teach how to be psychic in elementary school, because it's a natural part of who we are. What do you think about educating children in that area?
Well, I mean, I think kids already come in super psychic. It's that it gets programmed out of us later because we don't have a lot of permission to use it. But in my experience, the psychic thing isn't a game. And when you are using it, you're kind of opening yourself up to all kinds of stuff going on that So I think kids already are very psychic, but I don't think that we should just teach it to everyone and anyone, because it's not a game. And so just because you have this ability and you're using it, you know, you then have to also learn how to protect yourself and how to clean yourself up. So So I get what you're saying, but I don't think that's going to fly anytime soon in our normal school.
So you're saying people shouldn't use it unless they know how to use it, you're saying, right?
Well, I'm just saying if you're going to open up and use your ability psychically, you want to have some tools to protect yourself and to, you know that you can clean yourself up. Because, look, just as light and dark is very real, and just like there are good and bad people in the world, there are good and bad people in the spiritual world, right? So people seem to think
you want to protect yourself against who? Who are you protecting yourself from, you would say?
Well, you're just protecting yourself, period, right? Just as in, like, when you go out and you're driving on the freeway, there are good drivers and bad drivers. You need to be aware and kind of, you know, if you saw some person driving out of control, you're not going to drive next to them. You're going to drive away from them. So, you know, again, when you open yourself up psychically, you are dealing with spirits that don't have bodies. And again, there are people that just because we die, we don't see all and know all. So you're dealing with people over there on the other side that might not be in the best place, and they might be pissed off that they're passed over and want to have a physical experience, and they kind of crawl in your space. You know, they don't call alcohol spirits by accident, right? So there are, when people kind of drink and use drugs and open themselves up, there are a lot of spirits that want to have that physical experience again, and they kind of jump in and use people's bodies to do that. And then people wonder why things happen and they don't remember while they were drunk. So people don't, you know, they just think it's all fun and games, and how amazing if I can say the name of your dead uncle's aunt or whatever. It doesn't work that way. We want to really consciously know what we're dealing with.
Well, no, but I think that's interesting because, if they were teaching people or children or you, even when you learn, you have to be also taught, you know, there's some neighborhoods you don't want to go in or people you want to meet. So
there are some neighborhoods you don't want to hang out in.
But doesn't it make the whole world a lot more complex in a way that there's these other levels of reality that are existing all around us?
Welcome to life on planet Earth, like, right? I mean, many people
don't realize that.
Right, and they wonder why. Look, we have to be very careful where we put our body and who we're in relationships with, because you are affected by other people. And where, if you go into a really scary, seedy bar where a lot of really, you know, alcoholics hang out, you're going to pick something up, and then you go home, and all of a sudden you start, like, fighting with your mate. And
Wait. Be more specific when you say you're going to pick something up. You're going to pick up, like,
let's say that your friend calls you on the phone and they're having a really bad day, and then all of a sudden they tell you all about it, and then all of a sudden you feel really icky, right? It's kind of like you've picked up some energy from them, and all of a sudden you're feeling it icky. So transferring this stuff is very easy. We want to really learn how to protect ourselves. So you want to be careful where you put your body and who you're interacting with.
Wait, but I just want to get clear. Is it energy you're picking up, or are they like astral entities that are attaching themselves to you in like a bar?
Both. It could be both.
And how would you protect yourself if you're going into a bar in general? I mean, how do you protect yourself psychically from that?
I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. Just imagine putting yourself in a big bubble, and the more real you can make that bubble, kind of protecting your aura, just, you know, using your imagination starts to create it from spiritual into physical. So imagine putting yourself in a suit of armor, putting yourself in a big bubble of protection.
I
can't believe we don't have anyone who doesn't want to call in and have a question answered. What's happening?
Well, I think there was someone... let me just say, hey, Don, are you there? Don, can you hear me? BBS? Let me try this. Yes, if people want to call in, it's 888-429-5471. And I would say...
take advantage.
Yes. I was just wondering if we're getting a call, or did you have a question you wanted to ask Justine there?
No, I apologize. I just got to let you carry on.
No, but let me know if we get a call, okay? Okay, good, good, good. And wait, what's the best number to call? 888-429-5471.
Wow. Okay. I don't think I've ever done a radio show.
I have a million questions to ask.
All right, go away. Go ahead. Not go away. Shoot your question. Ask your question. What would you like to know?
No, because I think what you're really talking about is that there's this whole other realm of existence that most people aren't aware of. They just think they're a physical body and that's all there is to them. And I think what we can start to do is educate people to the idea that there's more to us as a soul. So I think being psychic is actually a spiritual experience is what I'm trying to say here. Would you agree about that?
Well, I mean, I think just living is a spiritual experience, but sure, I think getting a psychic reading or being, it's all a spiritual experience. You know, hopefully everything is about helping you to grow spiritually. Like if you're lucky enough to find out who you were in a past life, if you find out a situation or something that happened to you in a past life that has you stuck, all of that is getting information to help you heal and move and grow forward spiritually.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you are tuning in psychic, if a person suddenly has a psychic ability, they are more in touch with spirit and they're starting to realize who they really are on these other levels of consciousness.
I have to differ. I don't think just because somebody is communicating with spirit, look, there are a lot of sick psychics out there, right? And there are a lot
sick
of
psychics.
There are a lot of people out there that claim to be psychic or are using psychic ability. Just because you have a developed sense of psychic ability doesn't necessarily mean that you are spiritually advanced or spiritually aware. Your spirituality and psychic ability are actually two different things.
They are. Don't you think it is a little bit of a hint of something if you have psychic ability that
if you play basketball really, really well, you've got that gift. If you can develop your ability to communicate with spirit or to, you know, it's just a gift that you can develop. The goal is to grow spiritually, but just because you have psychic ability does not mean that you are spiritually aware or they are absolutely two different things.
I know you think that's a different thing, but okay, I'll go get back to it. But we have a woman named Lyra from Iowa on line two. Okay, Don.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
Hi.
I'm glad you called. Do you have a question for Justine?
Yeah, I don't know what the parameters are of what the question can be. Can it be anything?
It can be on anything you want.
I have a sister
It just needs to be specific, so go ahead and ask.
Okay, I'll be so specific. I have a sister who passed away, and then another sister who can't get over her passing.
Okay.
And I'm trying to help the sister who can't get over her passing. Is there any advice that you would have?
Sure. Actually, I mean, this is a great case of... If you send me your email, I'm actually going to send you a product. It's called Heal Your Relationship Space, and it's 14 minutes, and you can download and listen to it. So what happens, there's several different things that happen. What's your sister, so say the name of your sister that passed away.
Nicole.
Okay, and then say the name of your sister that's still living that's having a hard time.
Sarah.
Okay, great. So I'm just tuning in to see what's going on specifically for her. So there's lots of different things that can happen. Like sometimes what happens is when someone passes, again, they weren't ready to go or they don't want to go and they don't want to give up on that earthly experience. So they can kind of really hang out in our space trying to still cling on or still partake in being able to have like an earthly experience. And then the other time, some people, you know, for whatever a lot of times we'll go looking for the answer in our mind of why can't this be a certain way? Like, you know, so you're asking why can't she let it go? When it isn't actually something you can find in your mind, because what's happening is energetic, right? So I'd love to send you this product, and it would be great for her to listen to it, and she can think of her when she listens to it, and it can actually help to clean this up. What I see going on here really is what I described in the beginning, the sister that passed away. Which, how did she pass away? Which I don't see that. How did she pass away?
She committed suicide.
So, and when that happens, when people actually, you know, this is the part that gets a little tricky, because people will think that they're going to get out of pain or get out of the situation they're in, when really what happens, we're still very much alive, we just lose our physical body. So I just want to send your sister some healing here, because we tend to get a little stuck when this kind of situation happens, because again, we think we're going to change things, but we then just have all of our problems, and then we no longer have our physical body. So part of the reason where your sister is not able to get over it is that the sister who passed is really in her, has a connection to her still, and kind of is very psychically in her space. So I'm just going to work on this a little bit, but like I said, I would love to get you that product, which normally I sell off my site, but I would, for calling in, love to just send it to you for free, so that she could actually focus and do this, and it could help her to lighten that up and to let go of where she's hanging on, and where this person and where your sister is, where they're hanging on to each other, really.
Well, could that one sister still here feel guilty that the other woman committed suicide? Is there some level of that?
Sure, but that then still is, she's feeling guilty because of whatever energetic thing is going on behind that, right? Whether her beliefs and programming or, so, you know, there's all kinds of things that we can feel. Most of the things that we try to make sense of in the physical world, everything in the physical is a reflection of what's happening inside of us spiritually, right? So we can focus all we want trying to get an answer or heal it in the physical, but if we don't go after healing it on a spiritual level, we'll never get to the root of it to create the actual change in the physical. So, you know, she could be feeling guilty, but that's not really the root of what's happening here.
Right. The root is energetically she's attached to her.
And I'm sorry, what were you saying?
The root you're saying is that energetically that one sister's attached to the other sister.
Right. So I was asking, I thought our caller was saying something else. I didn't know if she was saying something else.
Were you
else
saying something else on the
caller? Oh, I just said it's complex.
It isn't one thing where we can just say, oh, like on Tuesday, she'll let go of this. But like I said, this product could really help her. I mean, it helps anyone who can't let go of a relationship with someone who is living or not living. But it's really just kind of taking a little, it's like taking a shower from the inside out. So like I said, you can just email me at justine@psychicgirl.com, and I'm happy to send you a free copy of it.
But when you say product, what is it that you're talking about as far as a product there?
It's actually the healing that I do in every session, but I recorded it. I was kind of guided to start walking people through this healing to help them take a shower from the inside out, and people started having such amazing response that I recorded it so that anyone anywhere could go, and without even having to have a session with me, they could get a copy of this. And it just moves mountains for people. And again, whether you are, say, in a relationship and someone is upsetting you right now, or a past relationship you can't let go of, it just really helps to clean it up on your end so that the energy can move. It's helping to clean you up spiritually, so that you can have a different outcome in the physical.
Right. Do you have another question on the line there?
No, that was great.
Okay, well, I hope that helps, and be sure to email me so I can send you the product.
Your email again, Justine?
She can just go to psychicgirl.com, and it's justine@psychicgirl.com. You can also go to healyourrelationshipspace.com. Go to psychicgirl.com and you can find my email on the site.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, we have a little bit of time left, but I just wanted to ask you, getting back to that discussion we were had before the call, is that you're basically saying just because someone's psychic doesn't make them spiritual at all. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Absolutely. 100%.
But they are tuning into spirit. I'm just saying if they're psychic, they have an awareness of something beyond who they are. I mean, it doesn't make them a good person, maybe, but they have an awareness of a spirit.
The way that I explained it, Alan, is it's just an ability. It's just like if you make really great apple pies, you've spent a lot of time developing that ability and you make really good apple pies, it doesn't mean anything other than that. Like, look, I'm sure that everyone has seen those stores that say psychic with neon signs, and you go into them and there are psychics in there that charge you $10, and, you know, these people prey off of vulnerable people and they might be able to get them some kind of psychic information, but that person doesn't have your highest and best interest at heart. That person just usually, I've cleaned up so many people that just get their bank accounts cleaned up of how much money these people want for them. So, you know, somebody can have a developed psychic ability, but it really does not mean that you are a spiritual person. It's just like saying that, you know, there are, you know, just because somebody knows how to be a good accountant doesn't mean they're going to do good accounting for you. You know, it just really is an ability that you have that can be developed, because somebody can be in a car accident or a plane accident and their third eye opens. So they can see things psychically, but it doesn't mean that information, it could be so tainted by all their own consciousness and whatever is attached or connected to them. So it really is two separate things.
Well, how would but I do think it's the beginning of a process, because I think we're all on a path of evolution. I do think being psychic is part of a spiritual unfoldment. It doesn't have to be, and it doesn't mean... And I think it also doesn't mean just because you're psychic that you're a good person or a nice person. It doesn't mean that.
Right. Of course. And the goal is you want to have
a little more than making a cake.
Right. And that's what I told you, that if you want to really truly use and develop your psychic ability, you want to have it grounded and rooted in spirituality, in spiritual teachings of truth that help you understand why, what is it all about? How does it even work? And what is the goal of all this? What does it all mean? You want to find the answers to all of that. So I get what you're saying. And of course, like, look, my whole life is about my spirituality, right? This psychic thing is just a side product of that, but that's the path that I took. But I just want our audience, for anyone who listens to this, to know that just because someone is psychic doesn't mean they have this incredible spiritual knowledge. There are lots of people out there in the spiritual world that are teachers, so-called teachers, and take advantage of people or sleep with their clients, or, you know, it's a crazy world out there.
No, of course it's a crazy world, but I do think, this is my opinion, as people realize there is a psychic realm, that people can be psychic, I think that's a spiritualizing of a collective consciousness where we can all actually live more impeccably and treat each other better, because we have this other kind of awareness that will be a common knowledge. That's what I think. That's where I'm going with it.
Got it.
But you say
I get
no.
It. Okay. I get it. And I think that, you know, there's also this world where people think that everything happens for a reason, you know, where we try to make sense of stuff in our mind to be okay with it. You know, there's kind of that's the beauty of this world, is like whatever works for you, we all get to think and believe wherever that we're at. But I think I know what you're talking about. You know, absolutely, psychic ability is the beginning of putting you on your spiritual path if you have good intentions. I'm just kind of a guard dog. I'm a guard dog and a super snob in this world, so I just try to protect people so that they know the truth of all of what's out there.
Well, you can protect them, but I think people should still explore their own abilities, because
they do
need to be warned about, you know, the things to protect themselves against and from, but that we have this facility, it's like a muscle that we're here to use.
Absolutely. We're all born with this gift that, you know, again, we come in very psychic. Most of the time it gets kind of tuned out because we're not in, we aren't raised in a society that gives us permission to use it. And then we spend the rest of the time trying to get back to what we had when we were younger.
So if you could develop a society where children were allowed to use it without being blocked out, of course you'd want to teach them, you know, what to look out for, but how would you go about, like, even with yourself, encouraging people that, you know, to use this instead of, no, don't use it, it doesn't exist? I mean, how would you develop that?
I mean, I think there are already these kids that, you know, there were those indigo kids, and I think there are societies, we don't know a lot about them, but where they take these kids and help them to really super develop it. You know, I just think there's all different levels, and I would, you know, I would, it's not something I'm going to go do, so I don't know, I haven't thought about it, but there are people that, just like they teach remote viewing to people in the Army, and then they, you know, there's so many different ways to go about it. It's a great question you're answering. I just have never really thought about or focus on that question because I just think that as our world evolves naturally, again, like a new race of people that are going to come in, reincarnate, coming into the planet, are going to come in more developed and naturally be using that ability. So I think that will just naturally happen in evolution as it's allowed.
But I think that is what's happening. There is a new race, like you're saying, the Indigo Kids. So we need to create, I think, a framework. I mean, no, it's not your field necessarily. I'm just throwing this out there, where it is allowed, these kind of gifts are allowed to come forward in children and maintain that integrity of who they are.
Well, I think really any parent out there listening, the most important thing you can do for your child is to help them to feel loved and approve of them. Because the biggest reason why, you know, that's what's going to help our world is these kids grow up and they don't feel that they are approved of or loved. And if you can learn how to create a space of loving and approving them, that allows them the space to grow up and turn into and create whatever they want in their world, right? But most of us are, there's kind of this game of do what I want you to do and I'll love you, and if not, I won't. And so kids grow up feeling like they're not loved and they're doing things wrong because they're not, the parents aren't getting what they want from the kids. So to me, that's the number one thing that I would teach so that it would turn around and make kids limitless.
Right. And that's really what I'm talking about. How do we become limitless beings that are connected on all levels of reality? That's what...
that's your whole brand, isn't it?
That's what we're doing here. Yes.
That's
why I'm asking you. I'm getting your opinion. You're one piece in this whole fabric of these new realities.
Very cool.
You're a part
I think of that's
that.
That's your mission.
Well, somebody has to do it. But just tell us before we go, what are some of the other products you have on your website?
You know, you are welcome to go to my website to get the product, healyourrelationshipspace.com. And for anyone that is listening to this cast, the radio cast, I actually did a super special discount for readings where if you just go to psychicgirl.com and then you put NR for new realities after the address, it'll bring up a special page that actually has a super discounted price if you wanted to do a phone session. So that's what I did for you guys.
Well, thank you. Sometimes people don't always listen live. They listen on iTunes or on past archives. So you might not get things now, but they may, that it would still be valid whenever they listen to this, right?
Absolutely. So that will be up there for any time in the future that anyone hears this and they're able to, if they want a session, they can use that and get a super discounted price.
Well, thank you. Do you mostly do phone readings? You ever do in-person readings?
Yeah, I mean, look, I live in Los Angeles and 95% of my practice is in-person in LA. I used to have a huge practice phone. I have all kinds of clients in London and New York, and I kind of, I'm open to whatever, but I have a huge in-person practice in LA and then also for my clients that are all over the world. Absolutely.
Well, thanks. So it's psychicgirl.com.
That's right.
So you're on the phone all day long then, huh?
I try to be in I do sessions in person. So, you know, I do my job. So I do a lot of reading.
And you love it. You love your job, huh?
Well, it has been very good to me. And you know, I don't even know how to describe what happens in being able to help people to get answers and find healing. My biggest thing is really helping people to get what they want in their life. So I think there's so much more than just giving answers. You want to help people to be able to heal themselves and to get what they want in their life.
Right, because we all deserve to get what we want in our life.
Absolutely.
And so you just help people steer, sometimes clear, of directions that they may be questioning. So you can, you have
the easy way to say it is, I help people not only to get unstuck, but I help them to heal on a spiritual level so that they can have a different physical outcome. They can have a different physical reality because you have to heal it on the inside of you in order to have the physical match that, right? So most of us that are all focused on, I don't like my job, I'm going to get a new job and then it'll be better. And then 3 months down the road, they realize that it's just the same. We actually have to go in and heal the pattern on a spiritual level so that you can go get a new job and have it be different and what's next and what's new and moving you forward on your path.
How do you go in there and heal the pattern?
Well, that's what happens energetically, right? It's a process of me, and that's what the recorded healing is about. It's a process of everything that I've ever studied alternative healing-wise, and it's really the 25 years of what I've studied and put together. So it's not like I can turn around and say, well, I take a left turn and then put the blinker on. It's an energetic process of going in and helping you.
Yeah. Energetically, you go in and send an intention.
I help people through the process of letting go of energy on a spiritual level so that they can truly release it. Because most times, most healers are kind of scratching the surface and something will be healed and go away for a little bit, but it'll come back because they haven't got it out of all of your bodies. It hasn't come from the core of you. So again, or you can move something around in the physical, but it's not actually taking it out of the spirit. We have to remove, I sound like a broken record. We have to remove it on a spiritual level in order to have a different physical outcome.
And that's what you told this woman about her sister to do as well? That's what she'll be doing?
When she listens to the product, yes, that's when she listens to the healing, that is what will happen. And each time, a whole other layer and level of that energy will be released.
Right. So you can do it more than once, and it's always levels of
absolutely. But especially if you're looking to create a new relationship, if you want love in your life and you can't figure out why you don't have it, this product is really amazing at helping you to clean that up. And you don't have to figure out why. You just have to listen to it and do it. And there's all kinds of testimonials on my site of people I've never met all over that have used the product and had really amazing results with it.
Wow. Great. And that product is called the Loving Relationship. What's that name of that product?
Know Your Relationship Space.
Okay. Great.
And we can find that. When we did the reading, it was the second part of the reading that we did. It was the healing part of the reading.
Right. So people can find that at psychicgirl.com under your product. But thank you for spending. Yes. But thank you, Justine.
Thank you for
spending some time here. And just because I think it's really fascinating how people tune into different levels. And we're all here to help, really. You know, I think so. You're helping from the skill set that you can.
You
have.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan.
So much what?
I said, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here. So, Justine Kenzer, Kenzer, right?
Yes, with a Z.
Thank you, with a Z. And psychicgirl.com is your website. And are you going to be in New York again soon?
You know, right now I'm in L.A. I do come to New York every so often, but right now this summer I'm in L.A.
Right. All right. Well, let me know. We'll meet up for tea, okay?
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for being a guest here on New Realities. All right? Thanks. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. I've been talking to Justine Kenzer, K-E-N-Z-E-R, psychicgirl.com. And she is available for readings. You can go to her website. And if you have any questions, you can contact me at newrealities.com. Thanks for listening. Good night.